great news, the event's back this year. You must be delighted to be able to hold it again.
We are. It's been a fraught 2 years of not doing anything, and then suddenly you've got to remember what you got to do and how you did it, and then start getting everything set up.
And could you just tell us a bit more about when it's happening and what's going to be in store this year?
It's the 2nd and 3rd of July. We've got stunt shows in the main arena. We've got equine both days. We've got sheep. We've got lots of dog shows on, trade stands, craft marquee, food hall. I'm trying to think who else is coming. Oh, the sheep show and that demonstration area that was very popular the last show. So lots of things to do for people.
Brilliant. And I know the event, how many years has it been held in Harbour now?
We started in 2016. That's when we came. So, yes. So, obviously, 2 years off and hopefully back to normal. Changed it from August because we felt it was a bit too close for the August bank holiday and people going back to school and holidays and so on. So we picked what was classed as the old Royal Show dates, which is the first weekend of July. That seems to have been received quite well.
What was that, the Royal Show?
The Royal Show,
yeah,
yes.
What was that?
That was the premier show in the country. It was held at Stoneleigh every year. Probably had 200,000 visitors to it.
Right.
So you have, you did have the Royal Show, which was the English version. You have the Royal Welsh and the Royal Highland and the Royal Ulster in the Three Kingdoms, or Four
right.
Kingdoms, if you like. That's where it all came from.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. And I suppose you must be expecting quite a bumper turnout.
I hope so. I hope the weather's kind to us. Not as hot as the last show was, because it was 30 degrees last year in August, or 2 years ago in August. The other thing that I forgot to mention is we've got Crouches of Kibworth coming with their TV stars. So they're putting on their own demonstration area with all their trucks and showing how they recover things, and that you could come and meet the TV guys there that are on the telly and that sort of thing as well. And then some of the money we've agreed with Crouches that we'll donate to a couple of nominated charities.
Oh, and that part of the...
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Your one prize coming in does everything.
Brilliant. And it must be just great to get back to some sort of normality, because to not have the show for 2 years must have been...
It's... You always plan the next show the day you're driving home from the show you've just finished. And we started to do that, but of course then when COVID came along, we just had to stop. So everything went on hold. So it's some of it is just remembering things that you were going to do or you've got to do, or that you're just not into that routine. So you've got to get back into that routine of doing it, sort of thing. So, yeah.
So it sounds like your show, there'll be stuff for all the family again.
Absolutely everything. Yes, anything for anybody. We've got someone who's going to bring some alpacas and goats and that sort of thing that people can come and see and... I won't say fuss, but maybe fuss, I don't know. Yeah, something for everybody there. Won't be disappointed. The days of the 2nd and 3rd of July, we sort of open from about 9 o'clock, but I think most people usually get there about 10-ish, through till 4:30, 5 o'clock, when everybody's had enough and wants to go home, both days. Tickets are all online, which is leicestershirecountyshow.co.uk. And you can book it on there. You've got adult prices, children prices, and this year we've put in a concessions price as well, because we got asked that. And now the time of that age, I like the concession idea as well. So try and look after everybody. Children under 6 are free. Free car parking. Dog friendly. Absolutely dog friendly. Don't leave your dogs in the cars. Come and bring them to the dog shows and so on. And yeah, just something for everybody.
Brilliant. Oh, it's really, really good. And I know people come from quite far and wide as well, just finally to
I know probably, yes, yeah, certainly visitor-wise or public-wise, Northamptonshire, Leicestershire, Warwickshire, sort of all the counties surrounding. And the idea of Market Harbour is because it's on the edge of Leicestershire, it can pull everybody in from those places. Exhibitor-wise... I don't know. I know some of the sheep classes. I've seen people come from Yorkshire down to to show their sheep. Same with the equine, you know, they travel and come, sort of thing. So it was started in 1833, so it is actually one of the oldest agricultural shows in the country now. So we just want to keep it going, yeah, and look after Market Harborough.
That's brilliant, because I know the town appreciates it as well, because you have people that perhaps go to the show and then pop into the town centre and use the shops. And
well, they do. We're normally told that there's no hotel rooms available when the county show's on, or whenever we have any of the other bigger events. So, say, like Harbour at War that's coming along in August, that would be the same. There'd be no rooms available in the inn, so to speak. So we know it does have a good influence back on the town. And that's part of the idea of having why the showground was put here rather than anywhere else.